I've never been away myself before in all my life. I've never had a holiday away without my wife. And I've never felt so happy, and I've never been so free. I would give a gold and silver cup to know what's wrong with me. I'd give, well, you know what I mean, I'd give anything but money. Anything to know the cause of my exuberativeness. Punty, I'm going away for 2 weeks holiday, and I've got 2 weeks pay in my pooch, and my wife is in the hospital with a broken leg. Of course, mind you, when the accident happened, I was very sorry. I could have cried, but I didn't. It wasn't the time to cry. It was time for action. I had to get her to the hospital. And after I got her to the hospital and saw that she was comfortably situated, I went home to my wee kitchen and I sat down and I ate 4 tins of sardines. I wish you could have seen my tongue in the morning. I had a coat and a pair of trousers hanging on it. But that didn't stop me from singing. For I've just got off the chain, I've just got off the chain, feeling as happy as a lot of ducks among the rain. I'm gonna be having the time of my life away from Mrs. McBain, because she'll maybe never get the chance to break her leg again. I've been a very happy man all through my married life, but just like other married men, I've been subject to my wife. But mind, I've always been a man, I have always stood my ground, but I must admit I've often been knocked out in the first round. Yes, and where is the married man that can sit here and truthfully say that he has never been knocked out during the whole of his married life? Oh, I would love to see him. Will he please stand up? No, he's not here tonight. I remember one night there was Thompson, Samson, Simpson, Dixon, Johnson, Gibson, and Nelson, and we were all in the Black Bull. We were all in a little back room having a game at the dominoes. And then they would have me to make a speech. I said, the only speech that I can make, I said, is on domesticity. So I rose and I said, well, no, I'm going to tell you this, and I say this without fear. Mind you, I say this without fear. There's a fine expression for a married man to use. I say this without fear, that I am Caesar. I am Caesar in my own house. When the room door opened and my wife stuck her head in and she said, Caesar, home. Did I go? You bet I did. I was home a quarter of an hour before her and took up my position below the bed. Of course, when she came in, she ordered me out. I said, no, nothing. Oh, I wish you could have heard what I said to her and to myself. Yes, go on. Giggle, giggle. I know what you're giggling at, but... Oh, I know. You think I went home because I was afraid of my wife. Well, you're wrong. It's not true. Well, why did I go home? As an example to the rest of them who were there. For I've just got off the chain, I've just got off the chain, I'm feeling as happy as a lot of ducks among the rain. I'm going to be having the time of my life away from Mrs. McBain, because she'll maybe never get the chance to break her leg again. Just got off the chain, I've just got off the chain, I'm feeling as happy as a lot of ducks among the rain. I'm going to be having the time of my life away from Mrs. McBain, because she'll maybe never get the chance to break her leg again. Goodbye. I'm away for my holiday.